It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings is now offering the mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get all kinds of games like slots and blackjack and roulette, all from your mobile phone right at home. It's the greatest thing. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means I am joined by Ross Tucker. Ross,
Jim,
how
I'm
you
doing
my
terrific.
Friend?
I'm fired up. I'm loving this series we're doing of breaking down the different positions. I love that the players have reported and things at least appear to be trending in the right direction for us to be able to watch some Penn State football. And so far, we've had a bunch of good positions to break down, and today is no different.
That's right. We get to go linebacker. Now, on previous sessions, you gave real high grades to the offensive line and the running backs. I suspect that's going to be the case again today with the linebackers, Ross, and that's even after losing two out of the three starters,
it's
right?
It's pretty interesting because it's rare, I feel like, that you look at a position group like this that loses two multi-year starters and team captains like Cam Brown and Jan Johnson, and yet you feel this good about them as a position group. But that's exactly where we are. I mean, the offensive line only lost Steven Gonzalez, and with them having seven guys playing last year, they essentially have six guys back that played. The running back group has three guys back that played a lot last year. They lost nobody, I guess, other than Ricky Slade, who I feel like was fourth out of the four. So it's pretty obvious why I gave those position groups really high grades and feel really good about them. Linebacker's interesting, though, because as you said, Jim, and as I reiterated, they lost a couple of multi-year starters, and yet I feel great about the linebackers, and I feel like they have a chance to have as good a group as they've had in a long time. I mean, it feels to me like linebacker U is back, and you know, the biggest reason for that is Micah Parsons. You know, I've seen a bunch of reports out this offseason about Micah as a top 10, maybe even top 5 pick in the NFL draft, which is extremely rare for an off-the-ball linebacker like he is. But he's just a rare, dynamic player. I think I've told the story before, Jim. I think I was at his third or fourth high school football game ever as a ninth grader. They played the Wilson Bulldogs. I live in Central Dauphin School District where Micah went his first couple years. I was able to go to the game because I'm from Reading where Wilson is, and I had heard about him, and he had like three sacks in the game. He's flying around, and I text Andy Frank, the director of personnel at Penn State. I said, hey, Central Dauphin has a ninth grade DN who you really need to look at ASAP. The next week they were in the school gym, and I think the week after that, they offered him a full scholarship to play football for Penn State after like five or six high school football games in ninth grade. That's when you know you're a pretty special player.
Well, That's pretty incredible that at ninth grade, you already know a player is so special. And before we move on to the other guys, Ross, my question with Micah, who spectacular player, he had such a great game in the Cotton Bowl. And is that the expectation level for him now going forward, that kind of game? Or are we as fans just expecting too much from him because that was such an incredible game?
If you're expecting that every week, you're going to be disappointed. That was a truly rare, unique game that you're not going to have that happen that often. I think what you can and should expect is for him to make a bunch of difference-making, game-changing plays this year. I don't think they're all going to come in one game like seemingly happened in the bowl game against Memphis. I mean, they don't win that game without him, I don't believe. I mean, that's why guys like him are so important. And we talk recruiting a lot, and I'm not a guy that gets as enamored about the five stars, but he was one of the top players in the country. There's a reason why he's shown that. And the thing that's crazy about Micah Parsons, Jim, he was a hand in the dirt defensive end his 4 years of high school, meaning he played on one side or the other. He had his hand down in a three-point stance and was coming off the edge. So he's really only had the vantage point of being an off-the-ball linebacker, you know, several yards behind the line of scrimmage, reading the offensive lineman in front of him, reading the blocks in the scheme, and reacting. He's really only done that for 2 years. Like, the scary thing about him is just how much better he can be. Because I'm not sure, you know, where he is. I don't know where he's at in terms of being a student of the game, like a Jan Johnson or one of those types. I know he said he's learned a lot from Jan, but I just feel like the scariest or craziest or best thing about Micah is that I really think there's a lot more there. He actually can get a lot better. And I've said this before, it's probably hard to get past the number and the uniform, but he reminds me an awful lot of a former teammate of mine with the Redskins in 2001 and 2002. And that's LeVar Arrington. I mean, he just has that rare explosiveness, closing speed, playmaking ability. I mean, if someone put their highlights interspliced together and you just saw number 11 running around killing people, I don't know that you'd know, okay, that was Micah. Ah, that was LeVar. No, that was Micah. I mean, they are eerily similar.
Boy, that's really high praise. And any linebacker unit that starts with the Micah Parsons is probably going to be pretty good. But there are some other people here. Let's go to the middle linebacker position, where right now Ellis Brooks is listed as number one. Jesse Lucada is listed as number two. What do you see from those two guys,
Ross?
Well,
I feel really good about both these guys. And this is an example here. It's almost somewhat similar to Mike Miranda and C.J. Thorpe or even Dez Holmes, where they weren't full-time starters, but they played enough that you feel pretty good about them. Ellis Brooks is really physical. He is sort of your old-school middle linebacker. He's probably not great in coverage. He's a guy that you want going forward. You want him to be aggressive going forward, attacking the line of scrimmage, whether as a run defender or a blitzer. He's probably not a guy you want to drop in coverage a lot. I would not expect him to be in there in obvious passing downs, but I think he can fill the role that Jan Johnson had a year ago extremely well. I love what I've seen from him from a physicality and aggressive standpoint. And I don't know if Ellis has sort of the leadership or coach on the field that Jan Johnson was, but I do think from a physical ability, run, hit, those things, Ellis Brooks will be able to do what Jan Johnson did and maybe even more. Lucada's a little bit different. Lucada has gotten playing time, has done well with that playing time. I think he's a little bit more athletic at that position than a guy like Jan Johnson or Ellis Brooks. So what happens is at that spot, they've got two guys that are both experienced. They've gotten time. They've been on special teams. It's Brooks' fourth year in the program, Lucada's third year in the program. They've been sort of apprentices waiting for this moment. I think that they'll probably end up rotating and splitting the time until one of them separates themselves, but it gives them really good depth. It gives them two guys. I think either one of them could be solid Big Ten starters at middle linebacker. And even though neither one of them has started before, it's yet another reason and part of the reason why I feel so good about this position group.
Well, and then to finish up, we've got a couple of really exciting youngsters with Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon. Smith, can he be the next great Penn State linebacker? And are they going to be able to find ways to get Lance Dixon on the field?
Well, Brandon Smith got a chance to play last year. Not a ton, but enough that you feel really good about him. He was a very highly touted recruit, and rightfully so. You just don't see a lot of kids his size that move as well as he does. He and Micah Parsons as two outside linebackers and perhaps maybe even the two linebackers on obvious passing downs, it's scary. I mean, you're talking about two guys that were arguably the best linebacker in the country back-to-back years as recruits. He showed enough flashes that I actually think no spring ball hurts, Jim, but I think we'll see a big jump forward from Brandon Smith this year. I don't know if he'll do what Micah did last year, but I think he'll be close. And then keep your eye on Lance Dixon. You know from us doing this, I loved his highlight video. As a receiver on offense, he was incredible. He's got cat-like quickness. He would seem to me to be the best of these guys in space. Almost reminds me of like a Navarro Bowman, to throw another number 11 out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Lance Dixon early on is a linebacker they want out there in obvious passing downs. Perhaps they'll put Dixon out there with Parsons in obvious passing downs, and Brandon Smith starts and plays the other snaps.
That's interesting. In a creative way to get him on the field. All right, Ross, it's time. Let's give this team, this group, the linebackers,
a
ranking.
I'm going 8.5. I'm going big on this, on these guys. I think they can play.
Wow, that's great. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.